Let me start with you, Jason. What do you make of the way all this has played out?
Well, this is a good example of why people are frustrated with Washington. Everyone agrees that we need to cut spending, and everyone agrees that we need to raise the debt ceiling limit, and we have turned an unforced era into possibly another recession. It's stunning.
What do you think, Philip? I've heard a lot of people say that they agree with Jason, but then I've also heard a lot of people say, you know what, this is one chance at this thing that traditionally has been seen as housekeeping. It's a chance to really rein in government with a consequence attached to it.
Well, the debt ceiling limit has doubled in the last 5 years, and with the baseline budgeting that Washington uses, it assumes that the budget will increase 3 to 10% every year. So if Washington keeps doing business as it does, we're going to be facing debt limit increases ad infinitum. That's the problem, is we've got to change the way Washington does business. Even if they would hold the spending to current levels, this year levels, which is out of control spending, over a 10-year period, we would save over $9.5 trillion. So we've got to stop the way Washington works.
Jason, what do you think about the fact that people have said, yeah, we need to step back and we need to have a rational debate about this and not do it sort of in a crisis mode, but at the same time, will that really bear any fruit? If there's not a consequence, if something horrible isn't about to happen, will the people in Washington do something different?
No. Congress is the kid in high school who did all his term papers on Sunday night before they were due. These guys do not want to eat their peas. And whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can recognize that this is politically difficult. And so they're not going to do anything that's politically difficult unless they're being forced to do it. Right now they're being forced to do it. And to suggest that we shouldn't be raising the debt ceiling beyond straining the bounds of logic is so irresponsible, it's nearly treasonous.
Yeah, treasonous, Philip. I mean, people have said, look, if this doesn't happen by the deadline, then we will see another meltdown on Wall Street. We will see interest rates through the roof. Is the Tea Party really willing to put the country through that to make their point?
I don't think most people in the Tea Party or any other Americans really believe what comes out of Washington anymore, because everything they tell us seems to be a lie. We don't believe that. We believe that Washington has enough money. We believe that we have given them enough debt to give President Obama another $2 trillion to spread around, and the Republicans, too. We think that's the wrong way to go when we're borrowing 43 cents on every dollar that we're spending right now. This is unsustainable, and this is what we've been told by secretaries of the Treasury and past Fed chairman over and over again. The debt is unsustainable. Well, but your guest on the other side is right. No one is willing to make the hard decisions. They just want to continue to keep spending. But one thing that's been disingenuous is President Obama and Geithner saying, well, we might not have enough money to pay Grandma's Social Security mm-hmm. check, or we're going to default on our national debt. That is false. We have money. The federal government will take in over $2.2 trillion in revenue. The interest on our national debt is only $300 billion this year. While sizable, they can write those checks. The money is there.
What about that, Jason? Is that an unnecessary scare tactic?
No. I mean, first of all, there's two issues. One, cash on hand. Two, interest rates. One, yeah, we got a lot of cash on hand, but we got bigger bills, and everyone now can understand that. What don't we pay will be the question. That's not a scare tactic. That's accounting. The second thing is our credit limit is going to get lowered unless this is a good deal. It doesn't even matter whether or not there's a deal or not now. If they pass a deal that doesn't satisfy our creditors and the people who do credit ratings, our interest rates are going to go up. So not passing a debt ceiling increase will actually force us to increase our spending on our debt, because our interest rates are going to get jacked up.
Yeah, and of course, we had, Philip, hang on one second, Philip. We did have, what people have cast as a similar situation end of 2008, when you did have the stock market go down nearly 800 points in one day because of what people termed a bonehead move by Congress. So when they didn't pass the TARP, other people thought it was a bonehead thing to do it. But there was a real consequence for that. I mean, you had the economy in a horrible condition.
Well, listen, like the economy is not in a horrible condition now.
Yeah, you want it worse?
And we're further in debt.
Right, but do you want it to be worse? That's the question.
So the other alternative is to give another $2 trillion to Washington to piss away over the next 11 months. And that's what's going to happen. We say enough is enough. Let Washington make those hard decisions. We know the decisions they have to make, but let them decide how to cut the federal government, the size and the scope and expense of that. That's what we sent them there to do. You know, the Republicans, to bash them a little bit, they promised to cut $100 billion in spending if they were returned to power in the House. They ended up cutting an actual $353 million. As for our debt in ratings from the various, China's already downgraded us. They've already signaled they're not buying any more debt. And from what I understand reading is that both the Boehner's plan or Reid's plan, even if they go through, that we will still get a rating decrease. So we're going to face this. Eventually, you cannot continue to spend money like Washington has done and not suffer the consequences. It's time some hard decisions are made. No more money for our big spending politicians.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there, guys. I'm out of time. I appreciate it. That is Philip Dennis, who is founder of the Dallas Tea Party, and also Jason Stanford, longtime Democratic strategist out of Austin. We've got traffic and weather together coming up next.